I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Jazz at Lincoln Center has been dedicated to the performance, education, and preservation of jazz for over 25 years, all with Wynton Marsalis as artistic director. His remarkable career has touched not only jazz, but also the worlds of classical music, dance, film, education, and other nonprofit service. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra will perform at the Holt Center in Eugene on Wednesday, March 5th, presented by the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts. Wynton Marsalis joins us by phone at KLCC. I appreciate your time today, Wynton.
Yes, sir. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Jazz at Lincoln Center is such a multifaceted organization. How is your vision for it changing as the world does?
We have basically five objectives. We're trying to develop our audience, of course, like everybody is doing, but we're trying to get our archive of about 70 or 80 recordings out. We have an extensive library, probably the most playable scores in the world. We're trying to make it so that those scores can be a resource for anyone who wants to study or musicians who want to play. We have 12 education programs that we're trying to nationalize, and we have something called the Micro Concert Network that we're building out. Currently, we're in 25 locations around the world where people in places like community centers, barbershops, restaurants can stream our concerts and be on this network of supporters of jazz.
The theme for the year is All Jazz is Modern. What do you mean by that exactly?
I mean that even the earliest jazz is still modern music, New Orleans music. We tend to think of 20th century innovations, things like the computer most recently, but the airplane and the telephone and all the tools of communication that came in at that time, they're still modern tools. They're modified, but they still represent modernity, and that our music is like that also.
Let's talk about the tour's music itself. Why is Ellington's music the foundation for this program?
Well, our orchestra was born when members of my septet met with the surviving members of Duke Ellington's orchestra, of the original Ellington Orchestra. We were in our mid-20s, and they were in their 60s and early 70s. So we specialized in playing his music, and he's our greatest composer, the greatest composer in jazz, perhaps in all American music, the most extensive body of music, and that music which touches deeply into the American soul and the consciousness of our people.
Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on KLCC with Wynton Marsalis. They will be live at the Holt Center in Eugene on March 5th.
When we come to Eugene, we're also playing Mary Lou Williams' music and also the music of Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn worked with Ellington, and Mary Lou Williams was a phenomenal pianist and composer that wrote for many bands, including Benny Goodman's orchestra. She's from Pittsburgh, but she's associated with the Kansas City School. We're very blessed with the orchestra in this period. It's a kind of golden period for us, and we have 10 arrangers, and we have so many phenomenal musicians of all ages, and we've been together long enough, we're seasoned, and they all can solo, they can arrange, and they're all deeply engaged with the mission of Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Who are a few of the other players in the touring orchestra that you'd like to highlight here?
Victor Goins is a head of jazz studies at Northwestern University. Chris Crenshaw, young genius on the trombone. Ryan Kaiser, our lead trumpet player, won the Thelonious Monk competition for trumpet some years ago. Unbelievable lead and soloist. I could just, all of them, I could go on and on and go position by position. Vincent Gardner, phenomenal trombonist and arranger. Ali Jackson, our drummer from Family of Jazz. Whoever my mind falls on, they all really can play in a very serious, phenomenal musicians.
Is there any particular approach that you're taking to Ellington's music and the other music and its arrangement to keep it alive and moving forward in your own context?
Well, in order to keep it alive, all you have to do is play it.
Uh-huh.
It's great music. So it's like when you play a Beethoven symphony, you're keeping it alive by playing it. There are things written into Ellington's music. Of course, Ellington's music has so much freedom in it, and there's so much room for you to put your own personality in his improvised music, his jazz. So Our thing is to play the music on the level that it deserves to be played on and put the same thing into playing it that he put into writing it. And Duke was out here for 50 years, traveling up and down our country and the world representing our music. So we learned how to play from his members. So we really know how, the type of intensity and seriousness that's required to play his music and the joy of playing it, because it's not all like, it's more of an expression of life than it is or the study is something that just comes with being a musician.
Without that joy in it, it would probably have a certain emptiness, wouldn't it?
That's right. And his music is joyous.
Jazz at Lincoln Center with Whitten Marsalis doing a bit of Ellington Sea Jam Blues on KLCC. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra live at the Halt Center in Eugene, March 5th. So many of the top musicians I've met in jazz and classical world seem to value their role as educators as well as players, and that seems to be true for you too. Why do you think that's a focus for so many people in the jazz and classical realm?
Well, I think we all love growing up in the type of instruction we got from other musicians. And pedagogy is a part of music. You learn. A lot of us took private lessons. We were in band classes. In my case, my father is a teacher, and in our band, I think six or seven of us have parents that were music educators, and 10 of us have parents that were musicians, and 2 of us have both parents jazz musicians. So you have fond memories of being in band. You have fond memories of your teachers, and you learn so much about life from music. And the study of music is not about just harmony, rhythm, and melody. Just how to listen is one important skill. And interpersonal relationships, because you're always in bands with different types of people. How to achieve something as a group, because playing in any type of orchestra, concert band, marching band, jazz band, you work toward an objective and a goal. And how good it feels when you all work together. And how to celebrate your own creativity while also respecting the creativity of others.
I think listening is more of a skill, more of a critical skill than playing in some ways in music and in interpersonal relationships, as you say. That's really the core of things, isn't it?
Definitely. And music is the art of listening. It's also the art of the invisible. So it orders your emotions, your thoughts, your imagination, things that we know. That's why it's so successful, music, in conveying emotion in movies when people are silent. Music is a very powerful art form.
With so much that you've already accomplished in your life, what remains ahead for you that you'd really like to experience musically and beyond?
Well, my main goal is to see the whole consciousness of our country rise around our music and our level of playing go up and our level of engagement with the highest quality American music. I'm dedicated to that, to our national consciousness around music.
And how can Jazz at Lincoln Center inspire local organizations around to help accomplish that goal?
Even our business practices are based on the music, so we make it very easy to interface with us. A lot of people use our scores. We have regional band competitions that we put on, and we are through our web offerings and the ways that we use the internet, it's easy to connect with us. And anybody with good ideas, they want to connect with us, they need resources, they want to help us with something, we're always amenable to that. And if anyone needs things from us, they want to imitate some of the things we've done in New York, we are very much about local communities and helping people spread the music on a granular level.
Well, I sure appreciate all that you've done, not just on the musical level, but on the service level. It's really remarkable, and it will never be forgotten.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's been a great pleasure.
Whitten Marsalis, who will lead the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in performance at the Halt Center in Eugene on Wednesday, March 5th, presented by the Shedd Institute. For tickets and information on the show, theshedd.org or haltcenter.org. For more on Jazz and Lincoln Center, including information on the free web streaming of their concerts, jalc.org. And for more on Whitten Marsalis, wintonmarsalis.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.